Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. How will we ever be able to increase food production to feed the growing world population if we don't employ new production technology? Well, the answer is we can't. Fortunately for all of us and the world, we are not sitting on our hands. And let me ask this question. Did you eat some delicious sweet corn in the last few days? I did. Growing it is not easy. The labor in the field and the tillage costs are substantial. Sweet corn makes up less than 1% of the corn acres in the United States, and yet sweet corn accounts for 40% of the insecticide used in corn production. Now, that's the case because sweet corn has not been genetically modified. Corn grown for livestock feed in the United States is genetically modified and toxic to rootworms and corn borer. 91% of our soybean crop is genetically modified. And now, thanks to Monsanto, we will have GE sweet corn. And that means the weeds can be controlled, the pests turned back, less energy tilling the field. Of course, it's to be expected. The critics of GE crops come screaming from the rooftops. Oh, no, there might be some risk. The sweet corn might harm people's health. Nonsense. The International Food Information Council says the campaign against genetically modified foods is groundless. The Food and Drug Administration fully approves. We have eaten our weight in GE foods in the last 10 years. 70% of American processed foods contain GE ingredients. There have never been any documented food safety problems with food produced using biotechnology anywhere in the world. And to the critics of GE foods, I say, get over it. You were wrong, and it's time you admitted it. Even the stubborn Europeans are starting to come around slowly. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. As we kiss